About 540,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States. Andrew Capon was nearly one of them. He was 33 and training for a sales job in Corpus Christi, Texas, in July when he contracted the coronavirus. The disease hit him so hard he needed a machine to breathe for him for nearly 6 months. But Andrew Capon underwent a double lung transplant at Houston Methodist Hospital. He is recovering and joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
How are you feeling?
Much better.
Boy, that's simple.
In comparison to how I was just 2 months ago or even a month ago, I'm much, much better.
Well, that's very good to hear. Do you mind taking us back to last summer?
So, I was in Corpus Christi, was training at a new job, just doing sales, stuff like that. And I had to fly down from Denver. I started feeling sick, and we knew everything about COVID and everything like that, so I was being really careful. Then all of a sudden, like, I got a thermometer, looked at the thermometer, and turns out that I had, like, a low-grade fever. So that's when I started to worry.
And when did you wind up at Houston Methodist?
Houston Methodist was the fourth hospital I went to. The first hospital was just the place that the ambulance took me. They admitted me. They knew I had COVID, and I went to the COVID wing at Doctors Regional. And then when I was just kept on getting worse and worse at Doctors Regional, they ended up transferring me to BAMCI in San Antonio, where they actually have ECMO, extracorporeal membrane oxygenation. Do you know anything about ECMO?
I know it saved your life. I know it helps you breathe for 6 months. Yeah.
It did save my life. It saves a lot of lives.
What were those months like for you?
All the medicine and stuff they had me on, I was hallucinating. I was in and out of sleep. A lot of it I don't remember, or if I do remember it, I don't remember it correctly. I thought dinosaurs were in the bathroom. In my defense, when they shut that bathroom door, it did make kind of a dinosaur-y sound. I couldn't see my family either. I had thought that my mom died in a car crash or a plane crash, I think. And they were telling me that my mom was fine, but I didn't believe them. Like, I stopped trusting them just because my hallucinations were getting so bad and, you know, couldn't have any visitors because of COVID.
Was there a time when you wondered if you would get through it?
There were a couple of times where I almost didn't. There were like those times where you got really close. You see the look on the doctor's face was a little worried, and that's when you're kind of worried. It's like those bomb technician shirts. It says on the back, I'm a bomb technician. If you see me running, try to keep up. Yeah, like if the experts are worrying, then you got to worry. And so that's where I was at. And then once I was allowed to get visitors again, I started like pulling out of like the crazy whirlwind that I was in and started, you know, being able to interact with people.
I understand that you have an interest in comedy.
Yeah, I've been doing it for years now, like, you know, open mics. It's not paying the bills, but it's definitely my release.
Can we look forward to you doing a stand-up routine about, let me tell you about my COVID?
Yeah, I'm actually already working on some stuff.
Is there a line you want to try on us?
Well, the one thing that I was thinking about was the people that thought it was like a hoax. I definitely want to talk about them. Like, because one guy, before I got sick, he was like, you know how many people your age have died? I want to go back and tell him, like, hold my beer, because I almost died multiple times with this.
All right. So you were fortunate, lucky, blessed enough to be the recipient of a double lung transplant. And I understand as part of your therapy to recover, you've been playing the harmonica. I think we have a recording of your harmonica artistry here. Let's play it. Is that Joni Mitchell singing with you? Who is it?
No, that's actually my music therapist, Liz. She's very good. She does music therapy here. Very good, relaxing. It's very good for anxiety.
How does it feel to be able to blow the harmonica?
Great. And that's my new lungs right there.
How's that feel?
Super weird, but I'm thankful that to the donor, the family, everybody that helped me get here.
You feel in a way you're living for two people now?
When you value life as much as I do now, like whenever I hear about how many people that died from COVID, it bothers me way more than it did beforehand. Beforehand, it was just a number. And now, like, I know what it is to go through that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm living for two people, but realistically, I'm living for everybody in my family that, like, their heart would have been torn out if I died. Like, you mean something to other people. And that's kind of what you hold on to more, because if it's just you, you know, sometimes it's easier to just let go.
Andrew Capon, COVID survivor, double lung transplant recipient, and comedian. Thanks so much for being with us, sir.
Thank you so much.